I'd like to call the Economic Development, Tourism, Housing, Planning, and Transit Committee to order. The date is August 1st, 2017. The time is now 6 p.m. Would you call roll, please, Jay?
Legislator Maloney.
Here.
Legislator Rodriguez.
Present.
Legislator Schwartz-Berkey.
Here.
Legislator DeLon.
Here.
Legislator Lapp. Legislator Litz.
Here.
Legislator Mayo.
Here.
Oh, you are.
Everyone was circulated the July 12, 2017 minutes electronically. Are there any additions, deletions, or corrections that need to be made to those minutes as presented?
I'll move them.
Second.
Any further discussion on the minutes? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried unanimously. Resolutions for our August 15, 2017 regular legislative session. Moving into resolutions. Resolution number 282, establishing a policy for Ulster County bus advertising.
Mr. Chair, I'll move it.
Is there a second? Second by Legislator Berkey.
Mr. Chair.
Legislator Rodriguez.
All right, so I, you know, having spoken to yourself as well as, actually, Legislator Donaldson, you're one of the sponsors, so I'm actually glad you're here, but we caught Legislator Bartels on the way out of the building, and I called Hefner before this meeting. I believe you had an amendment that you wanted to offer, Mr. Chairman?
Under Section B, bus fleet advertising percentages, one, the UCAT fleet must maintain a dedicated percentage of advertising as follows. It currently reads 50% Ulster County resources and public service announcement, 30% for not-for-profit, and 20% for-profit. I would like to alter those percentages so that each category equally shares at 33%.
Okay. 33 and a third.
Mr. Donaldson? I mean, I would prefer it a little more the other way, but I'm good with it. I mean, okay. If the...
the others are.
You know, yeah. If everybody's online with it. I did talk to Jonathan Hefner, and I did talk to Tracy. And, you know, they sort of had a similar sentiments as I do, but... I think it's more, and we could always, you know, revisit it at another time. Mm-hmm. I mean, so I think it's a fair compromise. And
I'll second the motion.
Okay.
Or the amendment.
All right. Any further discussion on the amendment? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The amendment carried unanimously. On the resolution, establishing a bus policy for Ulster County bus advertising as amended.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
So carried unanimously. All right. Resolution number 327, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute the Ashokan Trail easement with the City of New York.
I'll move it.
Move it. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Legislator DeLon and Berkey. Discussion?
Yes.
Legislator Litz.
I know in our earlier discussions I had brought up the fact that even though this is an agreement between the Ulster County Legislature and the Department of Environmental Protection, in Section 21 on notice, the Ulster County Legislature was not one of the people to be, or entities to be on notice whenever there's an issue with the agreement. And I do have before me a draft by our distinguished county attorney that would add the clerk of the Ulster County Legislature to Section 21. And as long as this is included, I do not have an issue with the resolution. So I guess I'll make that by amendment.
Well, it's not part of the easement at this point. We need to get the signed easement back. We need to sign the easement. We have it signed, and mm-hmm. then once we have an agreement, mm-hmm. then I will put the City of New York on notice that this is, and the Section 21 provides that you may add or modify mm-hmm. the section on notices.
Okay.
So this will be, once we have a fully signed document, and we, as you can see, it's a cover letter as well, sending to the city DEP and copying the department of the flushing office as well, which is required in 21. Mm-hmm. So they will both be put on notice that that is to be added. And it's a simple ministerial formality.
So with that addition to the resolution?
It's added to the resolution. If you look at the last resolve, it reads, all notices, requests, and our approvals required by the Ashokan Trail easement that are sent by or delivered to the Ulster County Executive and or the attorney pursuant to Section 21 shall be forwarded promptly to the clerk of the Ulster County Legislature.
But that is actually a different notification.
It's two separate issues.
Two separate issues.
One is, once the agreement is signed, there'll be a notice sent. This is the notice letter here,
right,
per 21, to add the clerk of the legislature. And the resolution also pertains mainly in-house, which is that the
right
county attorney and the county executive, if right they receive or send anything, that mm-hmm they must promptly copy the clerk.
Which is what we spoke about today.
So, yes. Both covered.
So it's covered two ways.
But was that originally in the resolution? Or
no.
So therefore it's technically just...
No, it was no, the
it
resolution
was, it
that
was in
filed.
By the time it got...
Okay.
It was in the resolution that was filed with the clerk.
Okay. Yes.
On time.
Yeah.
On time.
You're okay?
Yeah.
Very good.
As long as it all happens.
So that is your motion to add the letter.
Yes.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second. Any further discussion on adding the motion and the second to add the letter from our county attorney once the document is executed?
Aye.
Everybody's okay? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So carried. On the resolution... Hector moved it. Legislator DeLon and Berkey second it. Legislator Donaldson.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do want to make a point that I would like to see something in this to make it possible for the railroad to reach milepost 11, actually 11.1. So they could actually bring trains up into the reservoir, and I understand you do not have an agreement that allows that at this point, but I would like to have some type of insurance that the milk tracks will be removed up until 11.1, or it would be the last one to go after. Notify of the legislature when and if that they're going to do that.
David, I think that's a conversation for another day. Mm-hmm. Only the easement is the document before us is the easement. Okay.
The county's policy as well requires that we have approval to remove tracks.
That is correct.
So that's coming at some point.
Right. Resolution 488, the legislature has to vote on removing tracks.
Well, some tracks were removed already without a vote.
That was the Department of Transportation.
All right, duly noted, David. Thank you. All right, any further discussion?
Did you have anything
else? No, unless you have questions.
I'm here as well if you have questions.
We should commend the administration on this. And
yes.
Mr. White.
Again, at our track meeting last week, I believe, Mr. Hunt from the Catskill Mountain Railroad applauded our county attorney for the hard work, and Mr. White. This was a Herculean task to getting the city of New York to actually sign and execute that agreement, giving us a perpetual easement for eternity.
If I may add, at your
yes,
permission.
Sir,
the county executive was very instrumental in this as well. He began the discussions before we even got to sit down at the table with the attorneys for the city of New York. And he's been involved in this along the way. There were a couple of times when we reached an impasse and he picked up the phone and helped us out. So, you know, this is part of his and the county legislature's vision for the county, and it's something that, you know, he deserves some credit for.
Yes, yes, yes. All right. Hearing no other further discussion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried unanimously. Resolution number 328, amending capital project number 451, Hudson Valley Rail Trail West Phase 4, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute agreements, certifications, and reimbursement requests for federal aid on behalf of Ulster County with the New York State Department of Transportation for funding construction and construction inspection phase dash amending the 2017 capital fund budget. Department of Planning.
I'll second.
Okay. Mr. White, anything?
That sounds like a mouthful. This is the Hudson Valley Rail Trail extension from South Street to from New Pulse Road to South Street. We are not ready to go to construction yet, but we are queuing up the necessary revenue agreements with the New York State DOT. We are almost done with right-of-way acquisition. We have closed on three of the properties, and the other two we have willing sellers, but we don't have clear titles. So we're working through those issues. We hope to be done with that in the next month, and then we hope to get authorization to go to construction and bidding later in the fall and get a shovel in the ground by the end of this year or early next year. So at this point, we're racing the town of Lloyd to see whose phase can go to construction first. And I would bet on us.
I don't know.
All right. Moved and seconded. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Under old business, there is none. Any old business? No? No? All right. Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Sorry, one thing I forgot to mention. Thank you, Director Hargrove and Don, for your, you know, hospitality. We came here tonight to, there was a resolution on the bus advertising, so I said, why don't we move the meeting over here? You've got a great, great place. Thank you. We may, you never know, Don, we may call you up a couple times a year to come over here.
Thank you.
Right. Great space.
We're happy.
So, but thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. I'm very pleased to announce, with the support of the county executive and all the staff, we performed a perfect review with no findings. They look at 17 areas from finance down to safety to ADA to EEO to DBE, 17 categories, and they found no findings. We scored in the top 2% in the nation. It's normally done in a 2-day period. We did it in a 1-day, I'm proud to say. So I'm very pleased of the staff and the executive staff for helping us and all the department heads, because planning was there, safety was there, finance was there, everybody was there for us. So thank you to all the other departments for making it possible. So thank you.
Great. Congratulations. I will now make a motion for adjournment.
We have one other thing for you. We wanted to give the committee a heads up, and we apologize. We're going to have two late resolutions this month again. We understand that they normally come to your committee, but we were given a letter 2 days ago from NYSDOT regarding a breakdown of our funding, and we have a resolution that's going to be for a competitive 5339 funds for infrastructure here, and that is, the webinar is this Thursday. So unfortunately, there was nothing we can do about it. We don't have all the information quite yet.
Okay.
Maybe it's a good report.
That would be for a bill. So you'll be coming to Laws and Rules then later on?
Coming to Laws and Rules.
Okay.
And we may need to reconvene on a caucus night? Or?
I mean, we don't necessarily have to. If Laws and Rules moves it as a late, it's
moved. Can just come.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
What infrastructure work?
What is the information? By the way, I'm on Laws and Rules, so I can tell you ahead of time if there'd be a problem.
The NYSDOT funds, it's going to be about $1.5 million to us over 3 years, that we have 3 years to claim on each of them. That's going to be for 10-year capital projects, including a bus wash and
buses
and a couple other things. The 5339 funds is, as when we take the tour later, you're going to see that we've outgrown the size of our building a little bit already. So we're going to be looking at potentially the ability to store some of our buses that aren't exactly right here.
Okay, great. Look forward to getting the resolution.
Thank you.
But again, thank you. Great job. Who conducted your review? Was it federal or state?
Federal
level. Congratulations.
Yes, congratulations. Good job.
Anything else? Anybody?
My motion stands.
I would like to have a start a conversation about the pending merger, and I, since you're all here, and we have plenty here, I hear from a lot of constituents because I have almost all the public housing in Kingston, and I hear a lot of concerns as I go door to door about what this might mean for them. So if we could arrange a discussion at another time.
Sure. I mean, Chairman, Mr. Chairman, if you're willing, we prepared to discuss a little bit of it this evening, if you're willing.
Sorry about the adjournment.
That's quite all right.
What Legislator Berkey is speaking about is that there is a study ongoing right now to look at an integration of both the city bus system and UCAT into a single system. That study is being conducted by the Ulster County Transportation Council. What ended up happening is that there was an agreement, part of the sales tax agreement, talked about the city not continuing within the to run city bus. The county executive wanted to make sure that as part of their decision to move forward, that the city and the county had really good data in terms of making that decision. As head of the Transportation Council, he asked us to program money, so we did program money to do that work. It is currently ongoing. We've hired a consultant called TransPro. They're one of the top consultants, with transportation consultants and transit consultants in the nation. They've worked everywhere, just be aware of that. We spent a considerable amount of time doing inventory work, so we knew what federal assets the agencies had. We're now in the process of doing something called route optimization. We have individuals out riding the city buses to make sure that we understand where the pickups and drop-offs occur. We do not have to do this for UCAT because UCAT does this digitally. The city bus does not. We have met with the drivers to explain some of the issues associated with this takeover, assuming that it goes forward from the driver's perspective. There is on our website a look at a couple of draft memos out there. Actually, one has been finalized with respect to some of the rules and regulations that govern this work, including Department of Labor rules and regulations, as well as regulations from FTA in terms of disposition of federal assets. And now we're going to meet on Monday night. We met with the Common Council on Monday night to give them an update in terms of where we are on the study. I need to emphasize that from the perspective of the county, we're not proposing to take this over. We're proposing to give the city an opportunity to whether it wants to continue to be in the bus business or whether it doesn't want to be in the bus business. So we're approaching the study on the basis that we can provide a more efficient and effective bus service by having a single public operator across that. We can also save some money on administrative costs associated with that. We do not believe that we're going to see issues relative to people losing their jobs. We believe that either the city agency itself has need for these folks, and or UCAT can pick them up and use them, depending they meet our qualifications. I would think that is the case. We do believe that we can cut down on the number of buses between the two agencies, not buses on the street, but spares that we have to maintain in order to maintain service. And when we're all done, we anticipate that we should be done just a little bit after Labor Day with some draft final reports. We're going to do some public outreach work. We'll do public outreach work into the communities in terms of what we want, what the new service would look like. So in terms of route optimization, what that new service would look like. And also be able to give the agencies involved and the decision makers involved what we anticipate the changes in costs would be associated from each of the agencies' perspective. We'd like to have timed this better with respect to budgets, but we can't. So we're looking at this. We're looking at this basically trying to come up with some sort of framework for them to make a decision by the end of September into October. We had a long discussion, about 2 hours, with the Common Council to update them. We answered a number of their questions relative to how the current service works, what the issues are out there with respect to the current service. One of the things you should note is that the city bus system has essentially gone from about 150,000 riders to about 80,000 riders currently. That's not an earmark of a really successful way to run a transit system. In contrast, the county's transportation system
has implemented a number of changes that have been recommended from studies that we've done in 2006 and again in 2009. To look at the routing information, we have gone from a little over 200,000 to about 220,000 to around 415 is high of 450,000. The transit systems are organic. The routes change and need to be changed all the time. UCAT goes out and regularly talks about routes and routing and looks at destinations. It works with businesses in terms of trying to find destinations. We believe that that kind of routing work can be done with respect to the city routes. They haven't changed in a long time. So we think that there are some opportunities here. We want to give the decision makers an opportunity to essentially have that information in front of them in terms of making a decision whether that happens or doesn't happen. Does that?
Yeah, I just wanted to make just a couple of comments. First of all, half of this, as you know, is the hearts and minds issue.
Absolutely.
That we always talk about.
Yep.
So, for example, the big controversy in Poughkeepsie is something to take note of in terms of whether it's a real problem or a perceived problem, and getting out ahead of that. First of all, I know as a representative, I'd love to be in the mailing list, for example, of the public outreach, so I can attend and hear what people have said.
We generally do the entire legislature.
Right,
so
of course, that would be great. Yeah. Secondly, the main concerns I'm hearing from people that you might already be hearing is that, for example, the bus routes might change for people who, for example, live in public housing or who depend on it for work, and how that might affect their jobs, as well as the potential rate change, which theirs is $1, yours is $1.50. So how that will be addressed, I think, is something, I just hear this from
people. No. I totally understand.
Yeah, and so just know that you're going to be hearing this as well, and you might want to prepare to address it.
Yeah, we've already heard that already, and we're already out thinking about ways to address it. What I will say to you, I think, pretty much definitively, the city hasn't changed bus routes in probably 5 to 10 years. We had an interesting conversation with the Common Council last night about losing local control of their bus systems, and the response I gave them was, you already have it. You have a bus system that doesn't change routes on a regular basis and talk to its ridership and adjust literally has ceded their bus system to some other entity that essentially is trying to make decisions rather than trying to talk to the people. We think that our system would be much more transparent to the user. We think that there's an opportunity here to have those kinds of conversations, not only when we change the routes originally, and I think we will. I think we're looking at changing headways. The current headways on city buses to get from place to place is an hour.
Yes.
We think that we can change those headways dramatically from very little change. The other thing I would say to you is that we anticipate that the discussion with respect to fares is easily handled with versus inside the city versus outside the city. You can think of ways that we can do this without any difficulty at all. We have a larger source of funding available to the county than the city does. We run in different locations with different sources of funds, including rural funds, other urbanized area funds, and city urbanized area funds. What the city is facing, one of the reasons that the Transportation Council over the years, beginning in 2003, which is one of the first studies that we did, was looking at the transit system in the city and in other areas, one of the first things we realized is that the capital needs of a transit system are significant. They're ongoing and they don't change. And looking at the funding available to the city currently uses, there's about $957,000 that becomes available through the urbanized area in the city of Kingston. The city uses about all of it for operating assistance, preventive maintenance, and administration. It does not use any of it for capital needs. The city met its capital needs in the past by something called the AARRA. When that went through, the city bought new buses. Some of those large buses that you see running around were bought in 2009, 2010. They have about a 10 to 14 year life. There are other buses within the system that are out there as well. So what we anticipate and what we've told the city and what we think is that they have a common capital concern that we don't know where that money comes from. And those, to give you an idea, those buses are $550,000. That's the entire city allocation. For one bus, and they're going to come real lumpy to the city. They're going to come in needs of 3 to 4 to 5 buses at a time as they go through that. The city does run a very effective paratransit service, but we actually perform a significant amount of paratransit work in the city ourselves. We're running over each other in the city. There's gentlemen's agreements in the city about where we pick up and when we don't pick up. We've very recently changed that on one of the routes, but typically we don't drop off and pick up in the city. We'll do one or the other. We'll drop you off or pick you up, but not both. That's really unfortunate if you happen to be standing on the street and watch a UCAT bus go by and you wonder why it's not stopping. Those are the types of things that we want to be able to put in front of the decision makers and say, here's why we think that there's a more efficient, more transparent, more organic system, both at the initial startup and also as we move through the years ahead.
David?
I applaud your efforts on this, and I'd be kept abreast of as you're moving on, because this is an important issue for me. And as you know, when I was a chairman, I attempted to work towards this, but I couldn't get any cooperation with the city at the time. Because I noticed, I mean, it was really absurd when a county bus would come up through Ward Street and they couldn't pick up somebody to drop them off uptown. They had to wait for the city bus to come, so it was basically an hour for them when they could have been there in 15 minutes. So it really, it makes a lot of sense to consolidate this, and I know the trouble with some of the labor issues, of course, pay scales and things like that, but I think that has been lessened since that time, if I'm right. So that was one of the largest stumbling blocks at the time, because the pay rate in the city was higher than that of the county, and they were afraid that they were going to, take cuts in pay and stuff like that.
One of the reasons that we're sort of down in this level of detail having this discussion is, and Legislator Berkey brought this up, we specifically wanted to avoid the animosity that occurred in Poughkeepsie in terms of the Poughkeepsie system going out of business and Dutchess County taking it over. It ended up being somewhat of a power struggle between the mayor and the council in terms of doing that work. We wanted to avoid that. There are some good things that we want to do. I think we really want to go out and talk to the riders, not only relative to where we are in terms of the initial service, but after the service has started, to say, what did we miss? Is there something else that we should do, et cetera? So we intend to run a completely organic transportation system, transit system that responds to the needs of the riders. And I have to say that in 2012, we did a study that encompassed both systems, both the city system and the UCAT system, and made a series of recommendations, somewhere 25 or 30 in all. Prior to us even finishing the work, UCAT was implementing the recommendations in the study. Having finished the work, met several times with the city, as well as the Common Council and the appropriate committee at the city level, the city bus system has not implemented any of those recommendations. So it's really an opportunity for us.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
All right. Anything else?
Thanks.
Jennifer, David, everybody?
Thank you.
Good?
My motion stands.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Thank you.
All right.